This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Quinn Buckner just with us from the Pacers Television Network, former player, coach, and kind of cool, as I mentioned earlier, one of eight guys to win an NCAA title, an NBA title, and an Olympic gold medal.
It's really cool.
That's a pretty good resume.
Yeah, that is really cool. That reminds me of, I think it's Ken Morrow, in the same year.
From Bowling Green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Won a NCAA championship, the gold medal at the Olympics in Lake Placid.
And won a Stanley Cup, didn't
and
he?
Won a Stanley Cup in the
With
same
year. With the Islanders?
Yeah.
Yep. Look at me, huh?
Look at that. That was really good.
Huh? Did you like
your
that?
Hockey talk. You knew we
went to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
It was with the Islanders.
That was good, man. Some good. I know
you
we're
impressed?
Not gonna, yeah, I know we're not going to get into it, man. Some awesome hockey over the weekend, so. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, at a later date.
All right. That sounds just absolute dandy.
Yes.
We're going to get back into talking about the game in just a little bit. Can I throw one thing out, though?
Sure.
The TNT telecast last night, I thought Spiro Dedis and Greg Anthony did an outstanding job.
Yeah, they were good.
And
I actually at one point thought they were a little pro-Cavalier. And I'm like, if I'm sitting in Indiana, do I like this? But I thought they just called the game the right way, so.
There are a couple of things. Greg Anthony, and I mentioned it to Quinn just a moment ago, Greg said, if the game is fast, you can't play as big. And I thought that's one thing that Indiana did a great job with the Cavs. They played fast so that their big guys, and because of that, their big guys maybe not the impact on the game that you'd like to have. And Spiro, who was on the show when last week, right? I think Spiro was with us last week.
Yeah.
Spiro was into it. And he had some words flying yesterday. Which ones did you like the most? Spiro during the course of the telecast. And I started writing him down because he was going. Brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent. Mm-hmm. Surgical. Detonated.
Ooh, that's a good word.
Breathtaking. Magical. Massive. Sprinkling some of his stardust. With Donovan Mitchell and bare knuckles street fight. Spiro is cooking.
What was after surgical? The one I really like.
After detonated? Surgical was detonated.
I thought detonated. That's a good word.
Yeah. It was.
That's a good play-by-play
word. He had
word.
Some good ones going.
Yeah, that's got to be a three-pointer or a dunk, right?
I think it was a dunk.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
That's a good word.
Oh, he was cooking. I thought they did an outstanding job last night. So maybe we'll get them both back on the show. That'd be fun.
That's the way to do it. I was looking at the TV deal. They have most of these games. Yeah, ESPN's got game 3, game 6, and then game 7. Everything else is TNT, True, and Max.
I'm going to miss TNT doing games. I think they do a really nice job.
They do a good job. It's
and it's more than, you know, it's more than their halftime show and their post-game show and pregame. Although, you know, I love those guys. But I think their broadcasters do a really nice job. Very good.
I don't know. For the first,
Spiro does a great job on all the CBS stuff he does as well.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. I've been trying to sample other markets other than our own. And over the last couple of weeks, I got to tell you, like, I wish we played the Yankees more often because their broadcast team is fantastic. And their pre- and post-game show blows everybody else's out of the water. I mean, they're just so good, so pro. I don't know. I mean, it is market one, but. And for years I would make fun of Yes Network, and I would, you know, Yankeeography, but man, they put on such a good product.
Yeah, I never noticed. Dan, did you ever notice?
Such a good product.
No, and I'm not liking what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Why? Because I said some nice things about the Yankees.
Yeah, we don't do that around here.
It's just interesting to watch and to see that, I mean, it's just, their that product is just so good. So good.
Of course, when you got to hire somebody to mop up the drool of Michael Kay every time something good happens.
It's not so much that. I just, you know.
I had dinner with Michael Kay one night.
And what'd you eat?
Ding! We had chicken in the media room at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I thought you like went out to dinner with him.
No. I was like the new kid at school sitting by himself. Michael came over and sat down.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yeah, we had a nice chat.
And you are Jeff Phelps? Nice.
He helps. That's P helps to you.
Mr. Phelps. Mr. Phillips, as you were yesterday on the network.
What do you think of Darius's absence, especially if it continues? I mean, he was out two games against Miami. They happened to be the two games where Miami decided that they would much rather be at the beach, eating at the Hooters on South Beach, doing anything other than playing the Cavaliers. I mean, they just phoned it in. So Darius's absence was not noticed. I thought it was noticed yesterday.
I thought it was too.
I also wonder, though, does Darius come back? First of all, if he comes back, you can't imagine the toe is going to be, you know, terribly healthy. So does that hurt him on the court? Also, I'm sorry, if he comes out and puts up 15 to 20 shots, and Ty Jerome comes off the bench and puts up 15 to 20 shots, and if Donovan puts up 25 shots, still too many shots out of the guard, I think. Although, as Quinn said, depends on how many you're making. He's right about that.
He's right. There was no doubt when he said it. I don't know why I have such a bad... I don't have the confidence I had as I sat in here the other day on Friday or Thursday or Friday. Because, like, was it... I don't know. Was it Quinn or was it Chris that said that there is definitely a path for Indiana to win?
Chris said that.
I think Chris is right.
Yeah, you were pretty much non-Pacer last week.
It's not that I wasn't non-Pacer.
You yelled at me for saying the Pacers had a chance.
No, I didn't yell at you for saying they had a chance.
Dan, didn't he?
No. Tell him that's not true. If you're going to be right, be right. You're not right on this one. I just thought the Cavs weren't getting enough credit and that we were, you know, like bowing down. We were crowning them before we even played a game against them. And I'm not saying crowning they were going to win, but put them on this pedestal. I'm like, okay, yeah,
being
I get
a
it.
Good team.
Yeah. Like, I just thought too much credit was going. They were getting too much credit going in.
I thought Quinn made an interesting comment. He said the Cavs are a great team and the Pacers are a good team.
Yeah, I think we're getting suckered by all their broadcasters because they're all saying that to us.
Boyle said the exact same thing.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, we're just kind of,
we're just the little team that could.
We're just the kids from the farm, and you know,
don't mind this Halliburton guy who's kicking your butt.
You guys play this big city basketball. We're just five guys trying to put the ball through the hoop, and you know, whatever happens
five
at the end, we'll be
firing as one.
We'll be excited.
Wait, I'm sorry, that was Norman Dale.
It was. You know, we're just trying to do the best we can, and gee whiz, you guys are really, really good, and I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. Yeah,
with Jimmy
right.
Here, it'll take the Indiana National Guard to get me out of here.
You think we're getting played?
Yes.
I think we're getting played, too. I thought we were getting played the other day, too. Like, you know, we're just a good it's almost that, and I'm not saying Quinn's like this, but, you know, you get that, remember where you work, that you work for. You don't want to give them any bulletin board material, blah, 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 blah. I thought Quinn broke down the game, though, really well. So
the key thing to me, and, you know, Quinn talked about this. I brought it up earlier in the show. Fedor brought up the same thing unprompted. It was this. Okay, Pacers come out fast. They put up 36 in the first quarter. They build a double-digit lead. Fine, that happens in NBA games. But when the Cavs put together their 20-4 run in the third quarter and took the lead back, that's when... Typical Cavs during the regular season, that's when, oh, wait a minute, the Cavs put together a 20-4 run and took the lead. Well, now they put the pedal down and all of a sudden they're up by 15.
Right.
That didn't happen yesterday.
No, it didn't. And they got ice cold at the end of the
and
game.
And that, to me, Andy, if you're Rick Carlisle, that's what you have to think. Dang, that was good. And that's where we go and we teach. And that's where we go and we say, fellas, they made their run, and we held on. In fact, not only did we hold on, we took their run, we took their big blow, and then we put together a 20-10 run to close the game. If I'm Indiana, that's what I'm most giddy about after yesterday. Yeah, Cavs made their run. They came back. They got into the game. And then we pulled away. That was impressive.
They just...
On the road.
Yeah. What was it? 104-102 at one point? So with 541...
I think it was 88-84 Cavs in the third quarter after the 20-4 run.
So with 6 minutes to go in the game, it was a two-point game with 6 minutes to go in there. And that's when the Pacers just took off. So...
They were good, no question. Yep. Cleveland is in Cleveland, talking about Cleveland.
How are you guys doing?
We
good,
are well.
How are you, Cleveland?
Great. I just wanted to mention a couple of things real quick. One is, wasn't Garland noted this year for being a clutch shooter?
He's been noted for that for some time.
Yeah, and also... Who passes better to the bigs than Garland out of anybody on the team?
Donovan does a good job of it, too. So does Ty Jerome. I think they all three do.
Yeah,
but I would say Darius is probably the best. Cleveland, probably.
Yeah, so I just figured that was one of the big things. And then, because usually at the end of the scoring, usually it's like 30 for Mitchell, 25 for Garland, and 20 for Ty Jerome, and we just didn't have that other piece. And I'll let you guys go on with it. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Cleveland. I just think you got to get the other guys involved. And as other folks have said, it's because Mobley's not aggressive enough. Okay, well, then get him the ball where he can be aggressive. He looked pretty darn aggressive early on, Andy. Now, if you hurt his ankle and that was part of it, okay, maybe that's part of it. But I just think the Cavs have an advantage there. Between Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, they have an advantage. And I think you should exploit it. And if those two guys don't combine for more than 20 shots in game two, I'll be stunned. And I'll wonder what happened. Especially if they lose and those guys don't shoot a lot. You know, if the guards, as Quinn said, you know, if Donovan takes 30 shots and he makes 20, well, good night, you're going to win. You know, that's probably going to happen. You know, if you make your shots, you're going to win the game if you take that many shots. But they didn't yesterday. The big guys shot the ball well. The littler guys didn't, and the Cavs lost. I don't know that that's a coincidence.
I'm just looking at the. I'll bring it up in a second. I was just looking at the shot chart from yesterday. The Cavs took one shot that wasn't at least on the arc or inside the paint. One. That was it. It's insane.
Two-pointers don't exist, Andy.
No, not at all. It's bizarre to even look at that.
Yeah, it's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.